We have very high expectations for TJ.
And I think you saw just a glimpse of what he's capable of a year ago. He's another guy who, since he's been back, you could tell he's, and I think I speak for a whole defense, they all have a little bit of a chip. Were we happy with what we did a year ago? Sure. But we all know what the ultimate goal is. And I think everybody that walks into this building, day in and day out, both sides of the ball, they come with a mindset of like, how are we going to get over this hurdle? How are we going to get to where we want to be? And DJ, I think he epitomizes that every time he walks in this building.
What have you saw? What do you think? What have you thought of where JJ is now?
He looks great. He looks great. You know, he's gaining confidence every single day. And the one thing I noticed in particular with JJ is he seems to be having a lot more fun, which is good. Because at the end, this is a kid's game. This is a kid's game. We get paid a king's ransom for it. And I think when you've reached the heights he has, sometimes you start to feel that pressure. And I like to think once you get away from it for a year, maybe you start to appreciate it a little more. You start to realize all the blessings you have. And he's just going out there each and every day and having fun and getting better doing it.
Even at the level he's played at, you're saying he still has to gain confidence again.
Yeah, I just think any athlete, when you're coming off an injury, particularly the things he dealt with in last year, you got to get confidence. Now, is it going to take him as long to get it as most? Probably not. But anytime you're coming off an injury, you're going to have to get some confidence.